What do elaborate pies
apply using your bare hands?
We're doing this with our hands?
Growing up, my family, like I said, is very loving, but they're also very competitive.
Just like you.
Just like me. See, this is where I get it from.
And combination animal sounds have in common?
That they're all made by adding things on top of each other?
Yeah, I didn't think that there was an answer to that question. But also, they're all a part of this podcast.
It's time for
the Lego Friends Podcast!
Presented by Lego Friends.
I'm one half of the pod pair, Presley Hosbach.
And I'm Karis Rogers. In this episode, we'll be trying to keep it together.
I think that's what we try and do every episode.
And I know that's right. But this time, it's more about coming together through caring for our community.
Right, and the responsibilities that we have to our community as we grow up.
For instance, the community of Heart Lake and Autumn's House.
Where Autumn and all of the Lego friends like to see nature up close with binoculars, bake, and play with all the animals together.
And those animals inspired our first game. This game is called Animal Mashup.
We'll see and hear from a new animal mashup and work together to guess which two animals make up this new one. Like if the baby horse and the dog at Autumn's house, they would maybe be called a dorse?
Or a hog? Oh, wait, that's taken. Never mind. First, we'll hear what sound this new animal would make. Then we'll get the mashup name of the animal.
The sooner we get it, the more points we get.
Oh, I love points. Let's get started. Elephant and a dog.
Yeah.
A pit bull. A German shepherd.
A French bulldog.
The name of the animal is Ellie Poo.
Oh, poodle!
That is correct. 1 point.
It's an Ellie Poo.
Ellie Poo. That was
all right,
good.
We got that one. Yeah, all right, you ready for the second points. One?
Yeah, I'm ready.
An ostrich and a pig. Oh, a bird. I got the sound on point. Stop playing.
A siren.
A pigeon.
A pig.
And a pig.
And a hummingbird?
The name of the animal is giraffe.
A giraffe and a duck?
A giraffe? Maybe I've never heard a giraffe before. I didn't even think they made
that.
That's
sound. A giraffe.
A goat.
A goose and a giraffe.
Oh, wow.
That is correct. 1 point.
We could do better.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
A lion. And what is that thing huffing and puffing into the mic
like
that?
It sounds like a
puppy. A French bulldog.
The name of the animal is a flug.
A flamingo and a pug.
That is correct. 1 point.
A flug. That's kind of cute.
Imagine a pink pug.
Oh, that would be so cute.
Do you know that flamingos, when they're born, aren't pink?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What color are they? That's all you knew, huh? Yeah.
I think they're white.
A dolphin.
Yes!
That is correct. 3 points.
A hoffin.
Wait, bro! That was so good!
That was good!
That's a horse!
No, it is.
Wait. That's a horse!
That is correct. 3 points.
But what is it called? Wait. Oh,
snores.
No. You didn't even let me think. That's okay. Next one. A fish. And a hawk. It's a bird. What are those birds?
Eagle.
Eagle.
Fish and an eagle.
A seagull. It's a sea. It's a seahorse.
That is correct. 3 points.
I got that. Oh, look at me. I'm smart. That's a chicken.
Yes.
Oh, a sloth. I don't know if I like that. What is the thing that moves slowly?
Is it a possum and a sloth?
No, for real, what is that?
The name of the animal is a wombat.
Isn't like a wombat an animal or something?
A wombat is an animal.
Ha! I told you!
I've never heard of that a day
wombat
in my life.
Can you help me out here?
I already gave up. I don't even know what that is.
The correct answer is a wombat and a meerkat. 0 points.
A wombat and a meerkat.
Oh.
Hey, I was close, though. Wombat, wombcat.
Congratulations. You finished with 13 points.
Yeah, guys.
Woo!
We got so many points. I think my favorite was the horse and the snake. I got that. A snorse. Did I get that?
No, you didn't. You got the seagull.
Oh, yeah.
The flug was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. The flug, I was like, what is going on with these sound effects? I was very much confused. I was confuzzled. There is a lot of responsibility that comes with growing up. What kind of responsibilities comes with being a part of a community?
Just doing your part, I definitely think. Yeah. It's like everybody needs to do your part. It can't just be like certain people.
Ooh, one thing I love about being a part of my community is that I know that I'm able to help. And being able to see people smile every day, knowing that I was able to inspire them or help them, I feel like that just makes me feel 10 times better about myself.
With social media and everything, we have the platform to uplift other people. So I think that that's something that's super cool about that community. But I also consider my family a community, and I'm just super grateful to have such an amazing, supportive family. My family, like I said, is very loving, but they're also very competitive.
Just like you.
Just like me. See, this is where I get it from. Growing up, all we would do was play games and everything, and we're all so competitive.
Does your family, like, follow rules, like playing games? Like, are there any cheaters? Like, what's going on? I want to know the whole spiel.
Well, honestly, my grandpa is such a cheater, and he has
taught... Not grandpa. Now you should call grandpa out.
Sometimes when I was younger, he would teach me how to cheat, and I would always cheat in card games to beat my older cousins.
I'm telling.
Everybody knows. It's like a known thing in my family.
Y'all shouldn't be cheating.
No, we literally, like, one of our favorite games came out with, like, a cheater's version of the game, and, like, the whole point was to cheat and, like, get away with it. It wasn't actually that fun. It's more fun to just cheat when you're not supposed to.
What? I'm just competitive alone. I think I was born like that. No one else in my family is.
What type of rules do you think are good to follow, and what rules would you rather ignore or, like, change?
You shouldn't follow the, like, trends all the time.
Yeah, and, like, the expectations of other people.
Everyone can't be the same at all. You have to be different. You have to stand out. Every day I always have to remind myself, I have to say affirmations to myself every day. Either that's just saying things that you love about yourself in the mirror or writing it down in a journal or anything.
Yeah, that is so important. Society can make you sometimes feel like you have to be exactly like everybody else.
Yeah, when I'm fitting into a standard that I don't want to.
It's literally the opposite. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not letting other people make me feel like I can't be myself is like a huge boundary. Like if I'm friends with someone who makes me feel like I can't be who I truly am, like immediately that's like a no for me.
Yeah.
Because I sometimes still struggle with that. I feel like a lot of people do. So it's really cool that like you like feel that already.
I feel like boundaries are rules that you set for how others treat you.
Yeah, period. And that's so important. I feel like that takes people such a long time to learn. I feel like a rule that I make for myself is to always like look on the positive side of things and be optimistic, because I feel like it's so easy to find the negative in a lot of situations. What about you?
Not letting what other people say get into my head. But I think that's the reason why people love me so much. I feel like my aura is that. Like,
yeah,
I'm that, you know?
Yeah.
You're my self-esteem is that. And sometimes it is hard to stay positive. We have sad days.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you gotta walk in a room and just make sure your crown is straight. I feel like that comes with knowing who you are and actually loving yourself. And I feel like that could take years for some people. And it took me years. But, you know, it's all about growing and just going through different experiences and just having that support system for your community, either that's your family, siblings, or friends, or anybody.
Yeah, I agree. If you had to make one rule that everybody in your life had to follow for one day, what would it be?
To tell me they love me. I think telling people that you love them is very important.
I think that that should be a rule every day, not just
for everyone.
Day. This game is called Easy as Pie. Each of us has to put together a pie from one of Autumn's family recipes.
Big jam.
10 gummy worms.
Cream spinach.
Cookie crumbs.
And each of the ingredients comes with a rule that we need to follow in order to get the ingredients.
Apply using your bare hands.
Run one away dollop around the table with each handful.
One dollop only?
I don't know
this
about this.
This is nasty. And whoever finishes their pie first wins.
Let's do this. Oh no.
This looks really good actually.
Do you think someone will eat this?
I'll try a crust.
Firstly,
how do you like your potatoes?
Roasted.
Love you.
That music means it's time to wrap it up.
But don't forget, you can check out the new Lego Friends animated series.
We cannot wait until we see you next time on
the Lego Friends Podcast.
Presented by Lego Friends.